Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time now is 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win a special school supply. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Great East Road to be opened later today after bridge collapse in Lufunza. Cabinet approves bulk petrol import pilot to ease fuel prices. In global news, court finds Malaysia former Prime Minister guilty of abuse of power. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Zambia National Service, ZNS, says a temporary diversion at the collapsed Kakumba Bridge in Sinjela area of Rufunsa District on the Great East Road is expected to be completed and opened to traffic later today as emergency works continue following flood damage that cut off the road yesterday after a heavy downpour. Speaking on site this morning, ZNS Deputy Chief for Land Development, Colonel Stephen Mofu, says the service mobilized equipment and personnel immediately after the collapse to ensure traffic flow is restored as quickly as possible, with works on the diversion being treated as a priority. He says graders, excavators and compactors were deployed on site, with the diversion designed to temporarily allow vehicles to pass while permanent bridge works are being finalized.
We mobilized the site yesterday with the first batch of equipment, which constituted the grader, an excavator and the compactor. This mobilized in the evening. And this morning, we are expecting 60 pads that will come and help us construct the diversion. We hope to finish up this diversion just today. By the end of today, the diversion will be finished and it will be open to traffic.
And ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Meliti Solochi says President Hakainde Hichilema has directed that all bridges across the country be inspected following the collapse of the Kakumba Bridge in order to avoid similar incidences in the future. He says engineering teams from ZNS and the Road Development Agency, RDA, will work jointly to assess aging infrastructure and quickly intervene where structures show signs of failure.
As engineers, I think we need to be proactive because we can assess and tell that this is what is going to happen, and that's what the commander in chief has directed. So we are going to mobilize together with the RDA. We'll start with this same road, Eastern Province. We'll check it up to Chipata. Check everywhere where we find that there are signs of it almost giving up. We are like directed. We ensure that we plan very well so that we quickly make diversions.
Meanwhile, RTA Director Road Maintenance Engineer Paul Habasimbi says the collapsed bridge will be worked on and is expected to be completed within 3 days. Engineer Habasimbi explained that bridge components have already been delivered and works will continue day and night to ensure full connectivity is restored within the stated time frame.
Calamity happened. RDA, in conjunction with ZNS, mobilized on site to see to it that we restore the flow of traffic. As you can see, the Bell Bridge components, I mean the Accra Bridge components, have already arrived on site. And at the same time, we are now making arrangements to see to it that we install these Accra Bridges and have connectivity at this particular point.
Cabinet has approved the piloting of bulk importation of petrol as part of measures intended to lower fuel pump prices and strengthen security of supply. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says the decision was made at the final Cabinet meeting of the year held on Tuesday, December 23, 2025 at State House. Mr. Mwitwa disclosed that the pilot will be implemented through a limited bidding process and run for a period of 4 months, allowing demand to be aggregated across multiple oil marketing companies to secure better international purchase terms. He states that the bulk importation pilot is intended to unlock economies of scale, enhance access to more favorable financial terms, and strengthen risk management across the fuel supply chain, with the ultimate aim of reducing retail prices for motorists. Mr. Mwitwa says Cabinet also approved the creation of a constituency energy benefit trust to provide a legal framework for the ownership, governance and management of equity held by the Minister of Finance and National Planning in the Zambia National Energy Corporation Limited on behalf of constituencies in readiness to formalize and implement the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative. Governance activist Ruben Lifuka says it is still possible to have less than 30% women representation in the National Assembly next year, despite the enactment of Constitutional Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025, which introduces reserved seats for women, youths and persons with disabilities. Speaking when he featured on Let the People Talk program, Mr. Lifuka says although seats have been constitutionally reserved, their effectiveness largely depend on political parties adopting women candidates at parliamentary level. He explains that in the absence of maximized adoption of women by political parties in next year's general elections, even the 20 seats allocated to women under the new constitutional provisions will not significantly improve women's participation in the House.
PR on its own will not increase the number of women in parliament.
Right.
What has to change is this 226. The political parties would have to make a conscious decision to nominate at least 30% or 40% women.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll see this number changing.
Mm-hmm.
If the political parties do not do that, even with PR, we'll have less than 30% of women in the House. So this is where the PR argument really falls on its face. Mm-hmm. It's important, but it's not the solution on its own.
Mm-hmm.
For the constituent base seats will be women.
Mm-hmm.
Then this number will go up, and other players who will be competing should do the same.
Meanwhile, Mr. Lifuka has called for a more proactive fight against corruption, saying the current approach remains inadequate and unrealistic, even with the 5-month time frame set for the determination of corruption cases in the Economic and Financial Crimes Court. On load shedding, Mr. Lifuka has proposed that government reviews its prioritization of solar energy, noting that the high cost of the initiative makes it inaccessible to the majority of Zambians, as it is not meant for everyone.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Court has been established mm-hmm. now, and I think they have the roots, so to say, in terms of the work mm-hmm. that they do. There was a 5-month SI for which cases should be completed. But the reality is that that has not been complied with 100% for various reasons. We've seen some cases where they have to apply for extension because there's still more work to be done.
Yeah.
I'm one of those persons who doubted whether 5 months was going to be realistic, just given the several factors.
In more news, director at Dignitatis Humania, Father Andrew Mukosa, has described President Hakainde